This is Growing Native, and I'm Peter Muschietti. I was looking at the weather service one early morning. That's one of my rituals. Well, I just couldn't believe my eyes. What? Cooler and wetter weather in the forecast? Should I wake up Ms. Muschietti shouting, "Stop the presses!" Cooler, wetter weather headed our way! Well, no, I probably shouldn't do that, but oh my goodness gracious sakes alive. And I'm not making this up, there's a freeze warning for somewhere in the Sulphur Springs Valley. Oh my goodness. Well, maybe I'm a little too excited and need to calm down. Maybe a new headline, stop the presses, seeing is believing. Oh, but I do want to believe. And a freeze could be just great. You know, our garden was a lot of work, many battles with rodents, skunks, raccoons. There was some success, yay. But time to put the garden to bed for the winter. And I so love the idea of wearing some different clothing, at least from the waist up. A flannel shirt. A nice old flannel shirt. And a vest, or even better, a jacket. I'm ready. I am ready. I need to make a new seasonal fashion statement. The Muschietti fall fashion look. The old and comfortable look. I'm talking clothing here. Old and comfortable and layered. Layers that come and go during the day and can be found hanging on a fence line, laying in the truck bed, strewn across the back porch for the casual Muschietti lifestyle look. Look out, Ms. Muschietti. I'm looking old and comfortable. Brrr. Hey, a friend emailed me, a friend in Bisbee, actually Warren. Oh, she emailed me a photo of a plant that volunteered in her landscape, in her yard. She has a wonderful garden and yard that surround her home there in Warren. You know, over the last 10, 11 years, I've met and become friends with so many wonderful gardeners, landscapers, all around Old Bisbee, Warren, San Jose. So my friend Carol writes, "What is this?" and sends this photo. And I write back, you know, in my email, "That's Manihot angustuloba, a native cassava. And it grows on the rocky hillsides, not too far from your yard." How fun is that, to get native plant volunteers around your place? That manihot is very cool, very cool. You know, volunteer plants in the yard, that is a blast. In your garden, in your yard, in your personal habitat. Up around Tucson, when we lived up there, I remember the volunteers of Palo Verdes or Ironwoods in our yard up there northwest of town. Such treasures, you know. I would pamper, and then I'd think later, a couple years later, whoa, I didn't want a tree there. But here at our homestead near the banks of the Ojolote, we get a lot of Canyon Hackberry volunteers. Too many. Way too many. But back in May, Ms. Muschietti says to me, "What is this coming up in my basil bed?" It reminds me of that passion flower vine you used to grow over 20 years ago. What? Yeah, it could be. Leaves look right, and they're stinky. And, you know, and soon it started twining out of the bed. Long tendrils, clinging to anything in its way. Passiflora arizonica. And it flowered as it climbed, and it set fruit that dangled from the vine. Ms. Muschietti noted that they looked like small scrotums. How did this Passiflora arizonica get here? I really grew that plant from seed collected in the Coyote Mountains west of Tucson, so I'm not sure how this glorious volunteer got here. One disconcerting thing is that the Gulf fritillary butterflies, and there are a couple other species as well, have not found it yet. It's been a butterfly-less season after a no-show monsoon. Anyway, I'm collecting seed, I'm photographing flowers, having a blast. I should tell you before I forget, the genus Passiflora, there are like 400 species, and the majority of them are in the tropical Americas. The name passion flower was given to the vines by the Spanish missionaries of the 15th century down in South America. According to those missionaries, the flower parts related to Jesus' last days, the passion of Jesus. It's all there for you to figure out. Very cool. Three native species occur in southern Arizona, in the deserts and grassland and rocky slopes up to 5,000 feet in elevation. Normally, an amazing butterfly plants. Think fritillaries, three species, so cool. And flowers so beautiful, they'll make you passionate too. Passionate about the desert. Because the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.